The Prime Minister is poised for an election year ministerial reshuffle after the shock departure of two federal ministers. Cities Minister Jamie Briggs has been forced to resign and Special Minister of State Mel Brough has stepped aside. Mr Briggs says he acted inappropriately towards a female public servant while at a bar in Hong Kong last month. Residents in his electorate of Mayo in South Australia are shocked and say he needs to come clean about what exactly happened. The Nick Xenophon team candidate running against Mr Briggs at the next election used to work in his office and says there was a boys' club culture in parts of the Liberal Party that made her uncomfortable. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
The leafy town of Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills is in the middle of Jamie Briggs' electorate of Mayo. Locals here are demanding to know why he's stepped down as a minister.
The electorate's going to want to know. So I guess, yeah, coming clean straight off is going to be a good thing.
Do you think people in this electorate will continue supporting him?
I think it'll depend on what's said from now on up until the next election.
Just to sort of say, oh, there was nothing in it, but it's too bad he's had to resign, so I think he's definitely got to come clean or resign from Parliament.
We haven't heard the full story, so until you hear the full story, you really don't know what he actually did wrong. So it doesn't sound like much.
Jamie Briggs says he's resigned as Minister for Cities and the Built Environment because of an incident with a female public servant at a bar in Hong Kong last month.
After careful reflection about the concerns she raised and the fact that I was at a bar late at night while on an overseas visit, I've concluded that this behaviour has not met the particularly high standards for ministers.
He wouldn't give details about what actually happened. Just moments after he resigned, the Prime Minister announced Special Minister for State Mel Brough would be stepping down pending a police inquiry into the copying of Peter Slipper's diary. The acting opposition leader, Tanya Plibersek, has criticised the timing.
To wait until now, when the government assumes Australians have clocked off, they're not listening to federal politics, shows a degree of cynicism that is quite shocking.
Jamie Briggs says he'll now be turning his attention to his electorate. But he won't be the only one. South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon's new party will be running a candidate against him at the next election.
I really hope for his sake, for his family's sake, that this is something that fades from people's memories, that the election campaign is defined by issues about jobs, about education, about manufacturing, about health.
The Nick Xenophon team candidate for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, briefly worked in Jamie Briggs' office in 2008.
I hope that this means a change in culture for the Liberal Party, away from misogynistic views, really.
So what was the culture in Jamie Briggs' office? You sound like you weren't entirely comfortable with it.
What can I say? I think that there is it's very much a boys' club within certain parts of the Liberal Party, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
But Liberal backbencher Ewan Jones has described Jamie Briggs as a good bloke and says he thinks Mr Briggs will return to the front bench in the future.
He has paid the penalty, but you know, let him be known that he has friends in there that will stand by him and make sure that he is there when the whips are cracking after the next election.
The ABC understands there won't be a formal reshuffle until Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Warren Truss announces whether or not he plans to retire.
Natalie Whiting reporting.